If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And we're going to play this clip. Now, you know, here, Kenny, in this clip, there's the fact that this guy is a federal whistleblower. That's true. He was worked in the police department, that part. The paperwork that he has, it looks very legitimate. We've looked at it, okay? Mm-hmm. But you would have thought that this would be all over the place, and I just want folks to know we haven't been able to verify all this, so you'll have to make up your own mind on it. But boy, it looks real. What do you think, Kenny?
I don't know. As I told you earlier when we were first talking about this off-air before the show, I would tread lightly on this because, I mean, it seems too good to be true to, like, not that it's good by any means. It's not. But it just seems, I don't know, there's something fishy about it. But I can't verify anything. I can't prove one way or another. This is all, in a sense, speculation that was handed to people. That people say that it's official documents. But again, the documents don't prove anything. I mean, it's just someone filed a complaint, really, okay. is what that is.
Well, it's not just someone. It was a former cop that was involved in on the police department. He was an insider. And so, but not only that, but here's the thing. The fact that George Soros' son made many, many visits to Shapiro.
Yep.
But guess who else Shapiro had visited many, many times?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Now, what did Biden say? That he would stop Trump. He would put a target on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that he would stop him, he would put a target. And so, well, let's go ahead and play it. Folks, you have to make up your mind on this.
So breaking news, everyone. Let me just read this directly because I do not want to mess this up in any way. Breaking news just announced a federal whistleblower and former Pennsylvania State Police employee filed a criminal complaint allegedly linking Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro with the assassination attempt on President Trump. We have the actual document here, and I have a lot to share with you guys. Make sure you're following me here on YouTube or on X or Rumble, any of the platforms that you are watching this, but especially on X, because I will keep you up to date, and I post a lot that I can't get to in a video. But this is from Butler County, which is where Trump had his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. And we know, you know, if you guys remember last year during the campaign season, this is one of the assassination attempts on President Trump's life at that time. He was just former president running again. But let me read you all of the receipts, and let me see if I can make it bigger because I know many of you are not online like that, so you don't, you know, have all that information. So it says, I am in receipt of your private criminal complaint, which you filed against Governor Josh Shapiro. This is the reply. I'm going to get to the actual complaint that you have filed against Governor Joshua Shapiro for his alleged involvement in the attempted homicide of former President Donald J. Trump on July 13, 2024 in Butler County, Pennsylvania. Please be advised there are multiple investigations currently being conducted by various government agencies. Due to the pending investigation, I am disapproving your private criminal complaint. So this is important. This is going to lead to today. This was filed in August 22nd, 2024, but the district attorney of Butler County rejected this complaint. Now, I think they expected Trump to lose the election, or they were hoping he would, and this information would never come to light. But this rabbit hole goes deeper. Listen to this. Federal whistleblower filed a criminal complaint. So this is a new criminal complaint that was filed on February 7th of 2025, alleging Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's involvement in the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. It also alleges that Christopher Wray conspired with the Biden administration to hide the reports. The Butler County DA's office is currently investigating these allegations. No arrest or official charges against Shapiro have been confirmed by official sources as of the latest updates. So here is the actual complaint. I was able to get my hands on it. And so you can see here is the private complaint. It names Joshua Shapiro, the governor there. And I believe that is the Capitol building there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And they even have, guys, they even have him marked. His race is white, his sex is male. He was born June 20th, 1973. Sorry, this handwriting is a little messy, but there it is. Now, the name of the complainant is Hadassah Feinberg. So the person, it looks like, that has filed this complaint is Hadassah Feinberg. And this is insane. So it gives an address of Butler, Pennsylvania. And then the defendants, Josh Shapiro and Christopher Paris, Michelle Henry, Val Arkosh, Larry Krasner, and Francis Chardo. So these were the other participants. This one does not say Christopher Wray. It says Christopher Paris. I don't know who some of these people are, but I definitely will be investigating this. Now let's look at the other part of this complaint. Let me show you this at the top. It says, so this is the defendant, and now we're going to see the affidavit that goes along with it. All of which were against the peace and dignity of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and contrary to the act of the assembly or in violation of 25 and 901.902.903. The other part is ineligible, and it says of the 18. Yeah, this is just the actual statutes that have been violated. And yeah, so there, Hadassah Feinberg signed this. This was filed on February 7th. Now, this is the meat. This is the criminal affidavit. This is the part you're going to want to listen to. I, Hadassah Feinberg, affiant and federal whistleblower, hereby allege that defendant Joshua Shapiro and his personal, individual, and official capacity facilitated, organized, and carried out his plan to assassinate President Donald J. Trump on July 13, 2024. Defendant Shapiro was unsuccessful in completing his mission, but is responsible for organizing and facilitating it, injuring the current president and causing the murder of Corey Compentori. Defendant Shapiro conspired and colluded with Pennsylvania officials, namely the Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Christopher Paris. Now we're getting the names. To carry out the attempted assassination of President Donald J. Trump on July 13th, 2024. Defendant Shapiro commenced the facilitation and coordination of the attempted assassination by utilizing Pennsylvania State Trooper Commissioner Christopher Paris to conceal the crimes. I'm going to move that up. Defendant Christopher Paris made false and inconsistent statements under oath to the Senate Judiciary Committee around August 2024. He falsified statements to thwart and impede the criminal investigation and obscure the discovery of facts leading to the attempted assassination in Butler, Pennsylvania. Defendants Josh Shapiro and Christopher Paris's actions were willful and not secure and not a security failure. As defendant Paris testified under oath to the Senate Judiciary Committee. On July 13, 2024, President Donald J. Trump was shot from the Pennsylvania State Police perimeter at the Butler, Pennsylvania rally. This was not within the perimeter assigned to the United States Secret Service, and all statements relating to the Secret Service's failures are false. In his sworn testimony, Defendant Paris fabricated, distorted, and willfully blamed the United States Secret Service for security failures and in efforts to divert the criminal investigation and conceal the crimes. Both defendants, Christopher Paris and Josh Shapiro, are named on a RICO lawsuit at the Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court for their ongoing crimes of public corruption and fraud in the state of Pennsylvania against thousands of whistleblowers, witnesses, and victims. See Hadassah Feinberg versus Scott A. Evans. Wow, this is insanity. On February 5th, 2025, at least five federal provided witness testimony to the state and federal crimes committed by defendant Shapiro spanning, get you to the next part, spanning over 10 years, including Gregory Stenstrom, Leah Hoops, and Sean Connolly. In the days leading up to the attempted assassination, Alex Soros made credible threats to assassinate President Donald J. Trump. Alex Soros is Soros' son. Like, this is, I'm sorry, my head is spinning right now. This is George Soros' son. He has never faced any criminal investigating despite his valid threats. Defendant Josh Shapiro, a close confidant of Soros and recipient of large campaign donations, carried out the premeditated plan to thwart President Trump from being elected. Defendant Shapiro was actively engaged in laundering funds with Ukraine. The verified election of President Donald J. Trump would not only expose Shapiro's federal laundering, but expose multiple officials from the Democrat Party who were laundering millions of taxpayer dollars. Guys, we have seen that already. I am waiting to put together a full list and several videos just to go over every single detail, every single dollar and where it went in terms of U.S. aid, because the information is all over the place and we haven't had like one big thing to talk about all of the details. Defendant Josh Shapiro invited President Zelensky to meet with him in person in 2024, where he physically signed bombs in an unprecedented photo op with the Ukrainian president. In the weeks leading up to the Trump rally, President Joseph R. Biden made frequent visits to defendant Joshua Shapiro to discuss the obstacle faced by the Democrat Party. Joshua Shapiro organized, schemed, and conspired with other officials to carry out the attempted assassination attempt against former President Donald J. Trump. Defendant Joshua Shapiro and Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Christopher Paris are guilty and liable of willful misconduct, and their plans to facilitate and organize the attempted assassination must be investigated and charged. Defendant Shapiro is guilty of committing thousands of crimes, including, but not limited to, threatening, intimidating, and stalking federal whistleblowers, including the affiant and her children, obstructing and tampering with the murder investigation of Ellen Greenberg, actively obstructing and facilitating election interference in Delaware County, Pennsylvania in 2020, and obstructing justice and threatening Matthew and Carolyn Peterson, obstructing the murder investigation of 9-year-old Jared Tutko, obstructing the murder investigation of 19-month-old Iris Mummert. What is happening? Obstructing the criminal investigation of sexual abuse against JG through Michelle Henry. I think they're leaving out the names. It's just initials. Usually when someone is a victim of that type of crime. Through Michelle Henry, and obstructing the criminal investigation of child endangerment relating to EGS, and these are initials of different people, ERS and ENS, and obstructing, oh my gosh, I got to get the rest of this. For some reason, I only have two pages. Now, I will hunt down any additional pages. I'm trying to find it now, but I want to get this information out. So Josh Shapiro has not been charged yet, but it is now a criminal investigation underway. And there he is with Alex Soros. That is, again, George Soros' son. He is the puppet master. We know this, of the Democrat Party. Say what you will, they're all complaining about Elon Musk, but we know billionaires like him have had their hands and have, pulled the strings of the Democrat Party for decades. So I do have more. This is going out in different places, but this is coming from Pennsylvania arrest warrants. It says it's hard to believe that there may be a bigger story today than the final score of the Super Bowl. President Donald Trump learned today a federal whistleblower and former Pennsylvania State Police employee has come forward with information and filed a criminal complaint this week on February 7, 2025, allegedly linking Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro with the assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. And then they are citing some of the allegations from the criminal complaint, which I just read to you, so I won't go over that part again. It's just those details we just saw. But let's go to the next page. 1 second. This says, on July 15, 2024 through July 23, 2024, this affiant communicated with Secret Service agent John T. Donahue and provided numerous documentations related to the crimes committed by Governor Josh Shapiro and the Philadelphia FBI's involvement in covering up the crimes of defendant Josh Shapiro. Agent John T. Donahue sent the complaint to headquarters, but the Biden administration blocked it. Wow, guys, we're in a new era. On March 9th, 2024, Supervisory Special Agent Kenneth Keller advised this affiant through email that he contact the FBI Philadelphia personnel, FBI Victim Services, and management at the Washington Field Office, and that they advised him to direct the affiant to the Philadelphia FBI. Agent Kenneth Keller informed this affiant that the crimes being reported are not occurring in his jurisdiction and that he has no jurisdiction to assist Pennsylvania victims. He advised the affiant to contact the Department of Justice. This affiant contacted the Department of Justice and Federal Bureau of Investigation. Up until recently, ex-FBI Director Christopher Wray was conspiring with the Biden administration and concealing the reports. So I am, this is crazy. And then it says, now that he has resigned, this private criminal complaint must be investigated. Now, this says March 9th, 2024. And I'm thinking, let me go back. Are they saying they knew of this assassination planning back in March? Because then it all happened during the summer. This is, I've got to get more details.
Alrighty. One of the things, it's an interesting thing. Remember, Shapiro was the first, was the ones that they were trying to push out to run for vice president with Kamala. And here, they kept saying, well, the reason that they turned him down was because he was a Jew and he was pro-Israel. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering, because you would have thought, well, that might have helped them out with the Biden regime with Israel, but... Here, I'm just wondering if it had more to do with them knowing that they couldn't kill this story forever, if the story's for real, that they couldn't kill that story forever. And
I don't know about that, because that was the assassination attempt was before Biden dropped out. Correct?
I'm talking about, let me see. Yeah, the assassination.
Yeah, because we had the debate.
Yeah,
the assassination attempt. Then the RNC, where and then he picked J.D. Vance. Then Biden dropped out, and it was given to Kamala. And then it was kind of throughout throughout August, they were kind of hemming and hawing about who should be her running mate.
Yeah, that's when Shapiro was the guy that was...
Yeah, Shapiro was in the running for that, but then she went with Tampon Tim from Minnesota.
Which did make a bit of sense, because, you know, of course, that's the way she does things. Remember, the reason that she did not take that job as a czar, that she didn't go down to the border, because she knew sooner or later that it would come out about all the child trafficking, sex trafficking, okay? Now, that is Mariachi.
And just the real numbers of all the people that were coming across. And the fact that our border was not safe and secure, as they kept trying to tell us.
Right. But, Mary, now, here, and remember when that 60 Minutes thing, when they asked her flat out, how do you explain all of these people? I mean, you can't deny it. How do you explain that? Okay. And she hemmed and hawed and everything, and they cut that part of the interview out because she couldn't give a decent answer, okay, a believable answer. And so I don't know. We'll find out now. Tonight I was at the Tea Party meeting prior to the program, and a number of the people there already were aware of what we just played here.
Shapiro, so it's been going around, but like I said, it seems too good to be true. Like it seems like almost like a psyop. Like it almost, you know what I'm saying? Like it almost seems like someone's putting this out there to point fingers at us and be like, "You guys are so stupid, you'll believe anything." You know?
Well, you might be right, but let me add to it now. Agent confirms DEI contributed to near killing of President Trump.
Yeah, this that makes sense.
This is from World News Daily by Susan Crabtree from Real Clear Wire. A Secret Service agent is for the first time publicly speaking out against the agency's diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, which he says contributed to the first assassination attempt against President Trump last summer. A 13-year veteran of the agency who has served in an elite unit and top protective assignments, Rashad Ellis, sat down for an interview with the Independent Women's Forum, a Virginia-based conservative nonprofit. The IWF is in the process of making a documentary titled Qualifications, Not Quotas, about Ellis's experience, and released an explanation of the documentary and a trailer Thursday providing a snapshot of his experience and concerns. My initial thoughts when seeing the Butler assassination attempt was dread, Ellis states solemnly in the trailer. My stomach was in knots watching it because we had known for years that this was coming. I believe agendas have taken priority in the United States Secret Service for a long time, which is why Butler and July 13 happened, and it's why we got a president shot, he adds. A graduate of the Citadel, prestigious military college of South Carolina, Ellis has served on the Secret Service counter-assault team, an elite unit that provides tactical support to the President of the United States. Ellis went on to serve on the Presidential Protective Detail, a top assignment protecting the presidents and their families. And as an instructor in the Secret Service, James R. Rowley Training Center, where he was taught new and experienced agents about counter-surveillance, according to a 2023 article on the Citadel's website. To be in the Secret Service, you have to be worthy of trust and confidence, Ellis, wearing his Citadel class ring on a braided necklace around his neck, states in the video. I've always viewed as an honor and privilege to serve in this capacity. However, what I've seen with the United States is different. Instead of, is a different set of standards based on gender. Despite the accomplishments, Ellis, who is black, says he was unfairly denied a leadership position and believes that DEI gender quotas played a factor. He argues that the agency's hiring and promotions based on skin color and gender have directly contributed to lowering morale and ongoing exodus of senior agents leaving the agency. The previous Secret Service leadership placed a special emphasis on hiring and promoting women. Real danger is out there, he states. We need to restore confidence. We have to be focused on the threat that's outside and the threat that's in front of us. During the first final weeks of the campaign, whistleblowers warned members of Congress that Trump was facing multiple assassination teams, including three inspired by Iran and other governments. The FBI arrested Asif Merchant, a Pakistan national with ties to Iran, one day before the Butler rally, and later charged him with murder for hire as a part of an alleged scheme to assassinate President Trump on U.S. soil. The Justice Department in November announced a separate charge against an Iranian asset and two Americans in a murder-for-hire scheme against Trump. Boy, I'll tell you, it goes on. Even before the assassination attempts in the final months of the campaign, Secret Service agents were sounding the alarm that DEI policies were lowering hiring and training standards in the push to reach quotas for female and minority agents and officers as a Real Clear Politics reported in April. Well, you know, the article goes on very long, but they realized, it goes on to talk about how so many failures happen, and you saw what happened with Trump when with those women there.
Yep.
They only come up to his shoulders. They were supposed to protect his head, right?
Yeah.
And you can see that what happened there, that was, boy, you talk about incompetence.
I just love I don't know if you want to call it hypocrisy or whatever, from the people who can't tell you what a woman is, but they've got to change the standards so we can get more women into certain roles. It doesn't make any sense. And the contradictions and hypocrisy, it never ceases to amaze me.
Well, on one side, you got all these women trying to get women into men's roles, and on the other side, you got all these women saying, trying to keep men out of our sports, you know, because we can't compete with them. See, so on one side, they're saying, look, we admit that when women are the weaker sex, look what happened with the Green Berets and the Navy SEALs. They were demanded, Obama demanded that they allow women in. So what did they do? Three times they lowered the standards. They had to lower it a second time. They had to lower it three times before they could get two women to be a part of the SEALs, and they didn't last. What was the outcome? A number of the SEALs left. They quit.
Yep.
Okay. You know, it's just common sense, but again,
okay, you want female SEALs? You want, you know, female Army Rangers? Great, that's fine. Pass the test. Well, if you can, I'm just saying though, if you can meet the standards that are in place, by all means, go for it. Do it, because there are some that can. I would be willing to bet if they really wanted to.
No, believe me.
Well,
I can't imagine any. Now I'm talking about the original standards. Okay?
Yeah. I'm not talking about these lowered standards. No, you leave the standards where they are. You know, you don't bar them from trying. But look, if they can do it, you know, great. If not, then that record stays where it is. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, then we still wait for that first. You know, like. Why do we have to lower standards to shoehorn in the first female Navy SEAL into the first, you know, U.S. Army Ranger female?
Well, because the whole thing behind this is to weaken the military and lower the standards. That's exactly what it did.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the common sense answer, but they'll never admit to that.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open the phone lines, take some calls. We'll be back right after this.
2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night,
in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Lord Almighty, I feel the temperature rise. Fire, fire is burning above and below. World, 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 you've done been set on fire. It's finger blaming, but I tried to tell you so. It wasn't his design that you should perish in the fire. It hurts to hear you cry, burning the world. Ooh, 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 I feel the temperature rising. I'm not complaining, I love this new body of mine. Burning, 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 can't do nothing to me. Walking through fire and smoke, but I feel fine. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish in the fire. The difference was your cry from heaven above. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish in the fire. The difference was your cry from heaven above. Time's running out. The flames are burning your body. You're crying, please help me. I wish I knew what to say. It's hard for me. It's too late now. We're believing. Lord Almighty, it's even too late for them to pray. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish. Fire! Refuse, was your cry? It's time to die.
Just a hotter, hotter burning love.
It's just hotter, hotter burning love. It's just hotter, hotter burning love. It's just hotter, hotter burning love. It's just hotter, hotter burning love. It's just hot, 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 burning love. It's just hot, 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 burning love. It's his final warning from above. Second Peter. Well, we're back.
All right.
I can still hear the song.
Shall melt with fervent heat.
All right, there we are.
There you go. I forgot that. What was that song all about? Do you remember?
Burning World. I was in the middle of grabbing a call there. Then I heard you chiming in. I was like, oh, wait, are we done?
All righty. I'll wait till I give the invitation and I'll tell people what that song's all about. Who do we have?
I'm not sure. I didn't get that far. You want to talk to her?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Throw her on real quick. All right, ma'am, I didn't get your name, but you're on the air.
Oh,
she was asking okay. about that clip, and Melanie King was the lady's name.
Melanie. Hey, Melanie.
Yeah, it was on YouTube. They have it on YouTube.
Good enough. Okay, thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right, there you go. Boy, she didn't even want to talk to me.
No.
Oh, man. I'm hurt. Aww. All right. Okay. Do we have anybody else?
No, not yet. Well, you didn't officially give out the phone number or anything yet either.
Well, so. I'll do that. The number, we only have time to take about two more calls or three. They got to be short calls. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. And we'll see what we can do, right?
Yep.
Alrighty, very good. Trump dismantles Biden's gun control actions, signs executive orders to protect gun owners. Boy, Trump's really at it, didn't he?
He's on a roll, man. And everything that I'm hearing is that there are absolutely no plans to slow down, that they are going to try to maintain this pace for the entirety of his presidency. And you'll love to see it because, like we said, I mean, he's gotten more done in these last 3 weeks than Biden did in 4 years. I mean, it really is amazing.
Well, what Trump's done has got a lot of good done. Biden got a lot of evil done. And, President Trump on Friday signed an executive order dismantling the Joe Biden's gun control actions. The Second Amendment is an indispensable safeguard of security and liberty. It has preserved the right of the American people to protect themselves and our families and our freedoms since the founding of our great nation. Because it is fundamental to maintaining all other rights held by Americans, the right to keep and bear arms must not be infringed. So President Trump's executive order said Trump ordered U.S. Attorney General Pam to all of Biden's unconstitutional gun control executive orders to assess ongoing infringements on the Second Amendment. Within 30 days of the date of this order, the Attorney General shall examine all orders, regulations, guidance, plans, international agreements, and other actions of executive departments and agencies to assess any ongoing infringements of the Second Amendment rights of our citizens and present a proposed plan of action to the President through the Domestic Policy Advisor to protect the Second Amendment rights. Trump's EO said Pam Bondi will review all presidential agencies' actions for January 2021 through January 2025 that purport to promote safety but may have impinged on the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens, the EO's executive order said.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, you want to let's go out to Chicago. We've got Norma.
Hey, Norma, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and your staff.
You too.
I have a question. Do you know if Trump is going to go after Chelsea, the Clintons, and Obama, and crazy Maxine Waters, lunatics, after all this money that they stole?
Well, remember what Maxine Waters said. She said it more than one time, that I'm going to take Trump out. I'm going to take Trump out, okay? I don't think she was asking for a date. I think her inclinations were that she was going to undo him, you know, kill him. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I don't know. She's just a nut. They're all crazy. I think they come from the bloodline of the devil, of Satan.
Well, Hillary, and I heard Hillary say, if Trump gets reelected, we're all going to hang. Now, why do you think she would say that?
Because they're all guilty.
That's right. She committed crimes. Now,
they all committed crimes, so, but they're not going to get away with it maybe here on Earth. But one day they're going to stand in front of Almighty God naked and be put in the lake of fire.
Absolutely. So. Now, I don't think Hillary is not listed as one of those that has been accepted that preemptive pardon. As far as I know, her name's not on that list.
Well, she's been very quiet.
Well, here's the thing about that, okay. See, well, a lot of people don't know that in order for you to get that preemptive pardon, you can't get pardoned until you've been indicted and charged, okay? What she has to do, she would have to, first, Trump would have to indict her. Okay, Trump's Department of Justice. Once that has happened, mm-hmm. she'd have to go before a judge and confess her crimes. Hillary's got a whole lot of crimes to confess mm-hmm. to. And then,
yes.
if she received a pardon, first of all, boy, you know, that at that point there, then she no longer has the Fifth Amendment. She can no longer claim the Fifth from there on out. And so, boy, can you imagine So I'm not sure that that's even constitutional, that you can actually do that, okay? The only case that we know that comes anywhere close to that was when Gerald Ford gave Richard Nixon a pardon. But it was supposed to be a preemptive, but he gave him an actual pardon, okay? So I don't know.
Is it lawful for them, for Biden to pardon thousands of people?
I don't think it is. I don't think it's constitutional. Well,
technically, he would have the power as president to pardon whoever he sees fit. But I think the real question comes into his mental capacity while making these pardons, and if he's the one who actually wrote out these pardons. Because all the stories coming out of he wasn't even really in charge anyways, that it was his staff that was making all these decisions.
Because he's not there.
Yeah, because he wasn't There's mentally fit. There. And if that's the case, if that could be proven that he wasn't mentally there while these pardons were being written out, then who actually did it, and are those actually constitutional?
Remember, the special prosecutor Orr said that Biden was not competent enough to stand trial, but he's competent enough to run a country, but not stand trial.
And write out pardons for thousands of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I pray for Donald Trump, and God bless you, Pastor Ernie Sanders, for giving all this information, and your staff, and I don't know the name that this man that's with you. I forget his name.
Kenny.
Yeah, we're not really sure anymore.
Well, God bless him, too.
All righty.
But thank you so much. God bless you. And we pray for Donald Trump every day, everybody. Please pray for his protection.
Amen.
Absolutely.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, Norman. Thanks for calling.
All right. We've got Lee in New York.
Let's go to New York with Lee. Hey, Lee, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Ernie. God bless you. My question was, so the clip you played earlier where George Soros' son was, you know, alluded to with the conspiracy in, you know, Pennsylvania. So George Soros being the basically the puppet master of the Democrat Party, do you agree with that?
Yeah, Soros is the puppet master. He's been the puppet master for years, but his competence is wavering, and his son is basically taking over everything.
Right.
But the words is, old George isn't all there anymore.
Well, I know somebody who worked for him for many years, and he lives upstate New York, and he's 94 apparently, right? And apparently he's an idiot savant, like a type of genius, like, you know, with the photographic memory type, like Albert Einstein was alluded to, but. And he surrounds himself with other geniuses, and it just almost like feels like it's a bad sci-fi movie, you know, a genius that's trying to kill the, you know, destroy the world. But you didn't say how much money he got from Biden, because, you know, we all know they gave each other a lot of money. I don't remember you. I know you.
No, most all of the money. Yeah, the report came out. The money was spent by Soros for those prosecutors that he hired, like Bragg, and all of those. Soros did that with USAID money.
$260 million to Soros-backed group was the one report I saw.
Yeah.
$160 million. Okay.
$260 million.
No, it was $260 million.
Right, and Chuck Schumer put in a lot of woke judges before Trump got in, right?
Like, yeah.
260
yeah.
woke judges. So right now Trump is doing his legal actions in Florida, right, where there's more righteous judges?
Yeah. His cases, I think, have just about been all dismissed, okay, except for like one. They've all been thrown out. And here, also now, there's a lot of left behinds that they're still trying to root out. They've got a number of left behinds. The CIA, it looks like they're getting, you know, they all took a buyout and are leaving. But in the FBI, they're still trying to root out. And in the Justice Department, the JOB, Pam Bondi said she will find him. But they know, because they actually got, you know, information that the plans on leaving them behind. Remember, Merrick Garland didn't even try to hide it, that he was going to try to appoint special crooked lawyers and that would stay behind there, you know, to totally disrupt things. So we'll see what happens there, but
right.
You got to root them out.
Exactly. But if the judges are so corrupt, you know what I mean? Like, Trump still has a case in New York. The corruption is just, you know, I do want to say that, you know, I prayed for a month regarding the migrants because I was surrounded in my workplace and my personal home apartment in Manhattan by migrant shelters that was extremely, you know, there were men with tattoos just nonstop harassing the local tenants, and I was one of them. And anyway, so I was praying for a month, and they would get exposed, that Biden administration would be exposed about this. So I ended up getting interviewed by Nick Scully, and it went viral, you know, and he asked me how I felt about the migrants, and I just said, you know, let's just make this clear, you know, they're illegal. And Trump saw it, and he said that, you know, and then Biden actually admitted they were illegals because the terminology is so deceptive, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to encourage everybody that do prayer. I think God could, you know, obviously we have to pray for you guys and Trump administration especially to be able to do what you said. Thank you.
I agree with you 110%. By the way, I think today they just uncovered, I think it was $59 million given to the illegals for hotel rooms.
From FEMA.
Yeah, from FEMA. And that money was supposed to have gone to the people of North Carolina.
North Carolina, Maui.
Yeah.
California. Like, all these natural disasters, that's where that money's supposed to be going to, not putting up illegals in lavish hotel rooms.
Yeah, and I think that just happened today. All right, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All righty, we have to, how much time do I have?
You got about 6 minutes.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to do. That song that I played, The Burning World, that was a song about, it was a story of what happens when, at the end of the tribulation period, the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to earth and he has his four categories of saints with him. And we square off against the armies of the world. And they're using technology, conventional weapons, and we're using superpowers that God given us, okay? We're going to have glorified bodies. These are the saints. That we're going to have glorified bodies, bodies that can't die, okay? Mm-hmm. And that song, it describes what happens where I'm walking through the fire, but I'm in that glorified body, and you know, there's fire and smoke all around, but I don't feel a thing. But the opposition, they're begging for help because they're in the fire. And folks, that's story is about what's going to happen. That will happen, and it's because everything that God's Word, the Bible says, will happen, will happen. And you know, today we talked about how He named Cyrus 150 years before Cyrus was ever born, okay? The accuracy of God's word is beyond, you know, it's beyond anything else. I mean, it's just absolute. And so it brings you down to the reality of the days you're living in. When is the acceptable time of repenting of your sins and asking the Lord into your heart? Acceptable time is right now, because you see, you don't know, you know, it's not your call when you're going to die. Tonight, all across this world, thousands and maybe millions of people are going to die. They're going to die tonight. The vast majority of them aren't planning on dying tonight. But they're going to die tonight anyway because it's not their call. The time, their time has been appointed to them, it's, as it is to all of us. And so, again, here, when that happens, it's appointed to all men once to die. And when that happens, then the judgment takes place. You know, you can believe whatever you want, but that's what's going to happen, okay? You know, God tells you, and they're very clear, he doesn't stutter. He will perform all that I've said, okay? And he has. He's got a 100% record, folks, of getting doing exactly what he says he would do. And it doesn't matter if it's 1,000 years or 2,000 or 4,000 years away. He does it exactly when, exactly where, exactly how he said he would. And there's nothing that can stop that. And so when he says tonight is the acceptable time, you really ought to listen to that, because when you hear that message again, you have the fact that you heard that message. God is speaking to you. And have you heard it before? How many times have you heard it before? How many times have you heard that and then, but you didn't repent. You didn't say, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask for forgiveness of my sins and get saved before I run out of tomorrow. I don't want to end up in that burning lake of fire. You may have heard it one time or two times, or maybe you've heard it, but God knows. God is a completely just God. He's a holy God and a just God. And he has given you fair warning. So if I were you, if you have not listened, if you have not responded, I'd do it now, because you've just been told one more time. You've just been told one more time that you're running out of tomorrow. So here's what you do. You pray to the Father. Do it tonight. I would do it tonight. Say, Heavenly Father, Lord God, please forgive me. I'm a sinner, and I know it was my sin to cause the Lord Jesus to suffer the way he did. Please forgive me, please. Then you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, come into me, the Lord of my life, all of my life, without any exceptions. And once you've done that, folks, and you got to be for real, you got to just ask yourself, do you really want to avoid that lake, that burning lake of fire, okay? And then once you've done that, you'll become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. You've got God's word on that. If you mean it, you got God's word on that. And you'll be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. How much time do I have? And so, again, remember, Christ died, and suffered like no man ever suffered. He suffered like no man ever suffered, and he did that for you, okay? He did that. He put you first, okay? He exalted you above himself, okay? He did that for you. He suffered, and you say, I didn't ask him to. It doesn't matter. He did it, and
you
now...
You needed him to.
That's right. He did it. He did for you what you could never do for yourself, or never would never do. So do it tonight. Do it tonight. We're at that point where we get to every night at this time where we say, thanks for being here with us. And we say, good night. And we say, God bless. And then we say, always, 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 let's do it. Keep fighting that fight. Fight, fight, fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.